Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Willkommen zur 218. Sunpod-Ausgabe, sagt Michael. Die Solar Sisters, Mary Buschenik und Jennifer Gesser, sind zwei engagierte Frauen aus dem US-Bundesstaat Ohio, die dort Schüler und Studenten mit allem nötigen Wissen rund um solare Kochen ausstatten und zusätzlich eine NGO betreiben, mit der sie Projekte in Haiti und Pakistan durchführen. Darüber erzählen sie uns in den folgenden 18 Minuten und geben uns außerdem noch eine kurze Rückmeldung, wie sie die Consulfood 2018 in Faro empfunden haben.
My name is Jennifer Gasser and I'm new to solar cooking. I'm in the business realm and involved in youth mentorship in my community. We live in a small northeastern town in Ohio and we are in a manufacturing business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and my name's Mary Buschenik. I spent 30 years as a teacher in Ohio, and for the last half of my career, I was a science teacher, and that was my introduction to solar cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of joy out of introducing solar cookers to my students as part of the curriculum, and I saw the joy that they experienced. So that just hooked me, and I've continued since my retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer and I have formed a partnership, and we've called ourselves the Solar Sisters to give us a little identity in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now part of a nonprofit also, 501c3, called Global Development Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our story.
You came in contact with solar cookers because it became part of the curriculum or otherwise?
I came in contact with it in 1996 because it happened to be, as I had said in the in my seminar, four pages out of a textbook that I was using
mm-hmm.
were devoted to telling the story of a science teacher in Texas who was using solar cookers in her classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just little story and some pictures, and it was the introduction to a solar energy unit. And I thought how perfect that would be to help my students understand solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we came across that in the textbook. The kids thought it was a great idea. I thought it was a great idea. And we're like, yeah, let's do this. So over the next 15 years, my solar energy or solar cooking unit evolved into quite an event at our school.
So you have a collection of different cookers.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It evolved, as I said, and got to a point where it became a cross-curricular lesson mm-hmm. in our school.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just me as the science teacher. It was involving the language arts teacher, the social studies teacher, the math teacher, and eventually even the art teacher mm-hmm. got involved. Not, interestingly enough, in decorating the solar cookers, but in taking some of the concepts that we were learning about light energy and trying to incorporate them into her art lessons just mm-hmm. to support the learning that was going on in the classroom at that time. So it really became a wonderful cooperative cross-curricular two-week-long lesson.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Uh-huh. And you started from scratch and built cookers with the kids?
Well, initially, it was a very simple, you know, we would try to do a pattern that we had seen. But then I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for the kids to do some research. And so we turned it into more of an engineering process where they had to do some research, build a prototype, test it, critique it, see what kind of improvements they could make.
Mm-hmm.
So for part of the time, I would introduce the basic concepts that were required for them to understand how a solar cooker would work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did that through, you know, small experiments and just, you know, lessons. And then I cut them loose to do some research. They had to do a design of an oven with certain parameters. And once they had their ovens designed and they could explain to me how their oven was intended to function
mm-hmm.
as a solar cooker, then we took it to the next level and we we started construction. So the students built their own ovens, and then in Ohio, where we have a lot of cloud cover, we would put the ovens, tuck them away for a while, and we waited for a sunny day, and then we took them out to test them and cook in them and, you know, have a, it was solar oven day at our school.
And how did you meet?
How did we meet?
We've lived in the same town for 30 years.
Okay.
We have children that know each other and been very active and involved in our schools. So we've known each other a long time. And I was really quite surprised to learn that she was a solar cooker. And she shared it in a very benign way. The trip to Haiti to be a part of the solar team that we went on a mission trip to Haiti. And I was glad to be invited and involved on that in that trip. But it, I needed some background in solar cooking. And she started, we went to the farmer's market and we went to a senior citizen center. And we began demonstrating through her ability to share with other groups what solar cooking was about. And I was learning along the way so that when we went to Haiti, we educated the individuals that from the kitchen cooks to the townspeople. About the principles of solar cooking with the box oven and with the parabolic. So, you know, we've known each other a long time, but really connected on solar cooking at a different level.
Yeah.
It gave us that spark to, she has the education and the background and the knowledge, and I have the social piece where I do enjoy youth mentorship and connecting bridges and helping people make connections. And this has just worked into a very wonderful partnership to be able to spread the word of solar cooking through education and training.
But doing education at a school and going to Haiti, it seems to me to be a big jump. So how did it happen?
Well, actually, we also did some educating in Haiti. Prior to going to Haiti, I worked on a science packet that we knew we were going to be... have access to one of the schools in Haiti.
After the storm or the
after the hurricane.
Yes.
Actually, our trip was planned prior to the hurricane. It was just a coincidence that the hurricane was probably a month before, maybe 3 weeks before our trip. But so we actually spent some time in the schools and distributed the packets. The packets were not about solar cookers per se, but it was about what I felt were some foundational concepts the students would need to know in order to be able to understand how a solar cooker could work. So we took those down. They were in Haitian Creole because we have a wonderful friend who, along with Google,
helped us with the translation.
Google Translate, and between Google Translate and our friend, we were able to put the booklets into Creole.
Okay.
And it was just, it was exciting to see the kids looking through the books, and the pictures were bright and beautiful, and it was in their own language, because we were told sometimes people will bring them things that are in French. They don't speak French, they speak Creole in the small community. So they felt very respected that we had taken the time to translate into their into their native language. So we did have some access to the schools there, which was a great experience. But also, I think that if we can educate students in the classrooms, then this is not a new concept to them when they hear about solar cooking, or, and then they can come to understand that this has applications in the world that maybe someday they would like to be part of, maybe some... problem solving in that arena. So I just I think it's a way to raise awareness of this technology, and you don't know who you're teaching that's going to take that spark and or be sparked and then just go with it.
Are you connected with the rest of the solar cooking family, or are you isolated in Ohio?
Well,
we haven't met anyone else who's doing what we're doing
in Ohio.
In Ohio, we know of some people internationally, but I think that that is what makes us that we're now thriving on that, because we have so much opportunity. Every connection leads to another connection, and the networking goes on and on. So we have been invited to many, many places just because they now hear about it. They appreciate the value. They make the connectivity to science, technology, engineering, math, and the arts. They make sure that that they understand immediately that solar cooking fits well into that. We don't have to convince them of that anymore.
Great. So. And how does your package look? What you take to these invitations?
Well, we have a number of programs that we offer. We've done demonstrations where we take the cookers and we have had students participate in preparing the food and cooking and seeing how the ovens work. We have a little bit of a problem in Ohio because you never know on any given day when the sun's going to be shining. But
I know that.
So we deal with what we have to deal with.
Yes.
We have had programs where we use video if we have to. If it's raining outside, we say, okay, here's a video of when the sun's shining. Yeah. And then we're developing a solar
suitcase.
Mm-hmm. And we took one to Haiti as a prototype.
What does it contain?
And in the solar suitcase are experiments,
lesson plans, materials,
all the materials to conduct the experiments.
Okay, you leave them there.
It's a self-directed way to learn. It gives the parent or the teacher or someone, they don't require us as a facilitator. They can take it and borrow it for a week or 2 weeks and do the experiments within it when they have sun. It's self-directed and self-driven, and they can do it in small groups. They can do it individually.
Yeah.
And it's for what she was doing in her classroom, they can do that on their own if that isn't what the teacher scheduled for that unit.
Yeah.
It can expand their education within the classroom
or
even other locations.
And we've connected with some of the educational partners in our community. Trumbull County, our county educational service center, is interested in what we're doing because they see the connection, again, to STEM. That's a big thing in the United States, science, technology, engineering, math, and now they've added the arts. Youngstown State University, we're speaking to their education students, and they have a lot of ideas about how they would like to interact with us. And they love the idea of introducing these solar ovens to their engineering students.
Yes.
And to their education students.
Yeah.
And they all appreciate the social piece of this. That's very, very important to this generation.
Yes.
And they can get behind that.
Yeah.
And so even if it isn't something that technology they may use, or they may not be a solar cooker, they will then support efforts in solar cooking in other parts of the world.
Oh, great. Have you been invited to conferences in the United States so far?
Invited. You apply, of course, right, and are accepted. I'm going to be presenting at the National Science Teachers Association Conference in March in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's a large conference of teachers, science teachers, who come to learn, the latest methods for teaching science and, again, technology, engineering. So our topic is solar cookers, tools for 3D learning. So I just keep approaching in this aspect of, trying to get them into the schools, that these are teaching tools and that they're a wonderful way, because I've seen this in my experience, they're a wonderful way to introduce concepts, to reinforce learning, and just to give them a real world situation where they can learn something and understand its applications.
And we haven't just stopped there, though. I mean, the other side of this is out of school and after school programs.
Yes.
And still being able to get to the youth. The Carnegie Science Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has an engineering summit coming up, and it's 3 days of a in and out program where kids are going around the center learning about different solar and engineering type activities, of which will be a part, but 6,000 students.
Oh.
6,000 students will come through those doors. So it's a great way. We have a nice networking relationship with them. So we did their solar summit, and now we'll do the energy summit, and they have a sci-tech day coming up. Mm-hmm. So now that we are on their list, we're invited to different to participate in different workshops and some in different states that may be coming up in the near future.
And we also Okay, we also have a collaboration with Hiram College in Ohio, and they have a program called Learning Streams International Institute. And so last year we were invited to come in and be part of that program and present two workshops on solar cooking to the students who participate, and they involve U.S. students, students from Pakistan and from the Dominican Republic. And so they come to the United States for several weeks. They learn all kinds of ecology subjects, and they get a lot of practice out in the field. And we were thrilled that they included us in their lessons. And then a group went to Pakistan and continued the lessons there, including the solar cooking lessons on site. And then that extended out to two teachers who were really interested in that solar cooking, came to the gentleman who was representing our nonprofit and said, we'd like to know more. We'd like to use this in our classrooms. And that's, you know, that that's exciting for us.
Because and that's how we're building our network. It seems to really be very easy to build the network. It takes a lot of work and a lot of discipline, but it, it takes opening doors.
And because of the internet, now we're communicating with these teachers.
Yes, we are connected
supporting,
Facebook,
right. They say this didn't work, and I can look at the pictures and go, well, here's probably why. Try this, and you know, then so because they're learning too. You know, they need to learn before they can feel comfortable.
And now we have come to another big node in the worldwide network. We are meeting here in Faro in Portugal. How did you learn about this and come here?
I think through Bernard.
Yes.
I met Bernard in at the Solar Cookers International Conference in 2014.
Bernard Müller.
Pardon me?
Bernard Müller?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Bernard Müller. Sorry.
He's the only Bernard.
It's the only Bernard in the world. And so just through communication with him over the last several years, we saw that there was this conference. We thought it was a very technical conference. We didn't know if we should apply. Jennifer was like, let's just do it.
We have something to say. We feel it's valuable.
She's fearless in that regard.
And we feel
like, let's do it.
That even with technical individuals, there's an educational aspect to train the trainers and to make sure that we get the word out. You know, we can do that part of it. So we felt there was value.
We said, okay, if they accept us, they do. If they don't, they don't. There's no harm in trying. So we sent our abstracts in.
And how were the last days for you?
Oh, terrific. Wonderful.
Yeah. We were just saying there's nothing like person-to-person contact. The internet's wonderful, and you can do a lot of networking on the internet, but there's nothing like sitting down across from someone and looking at them and just building that rapport. And it's a great...
And that's extremely valuable for us with our networking. We haven't met anyone here that we haven't had some sort of commonality with, that we don't see a bridge that we can build for the future. And that has been tremendously helpful. And everyone's so willing and welcoming and very warm about sharing the information.
And we learned a lot too. I mean, the technical information was great to hear about some of the, you know, the new work that people are doing.
And seems to be at the front of the development.
Evolution. Oh, it's very exciting.
And for me too. Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Positive Impulse für eine lebenswerte Welt, wie wir sie uns wünschen. Um neue Ideen bekannt zu machen, brauchen wir eure Hilfe. Durch Rückmeldungen und Unterstützung aus der Hörerschaft. Kommentare sind willkommen. Entweder über den Blog www.sunpod.de oder per E-Mail. Die Kontaktdaten findet ihr im Bereich Die Autoren. Finanziell könnt ihr unser Ideenradio via Flatter, PayPal oder Überweisung fördern. Details hierzu findet ihr auf der Homepage www.sunpod.de im Bereich über Sunpod. Vielen Dank für eure Mithilfe.